Didakke Kunkwa, welcome. You are listening to The Storyteller, a collection of stories and folktales from Alaska's original peoples. I'm your host, Shanach. Let's go. In this episode, we hear the consequence of vanity and selfishness.
Close your eyes and immerse yourself.
Sink into the story.
A long time ago, in a village along the banks of the river now called Kuskokwim, lived a rich man and his family. He had a daughter who was the prettiest in the region. Another family had a son who was the handsomest. The village celebrated when the two families came together, when the son of the one married the daughter of the other. After a season, there was much excitement in the area. The caribou were to return from the mountains, and the village awaited the birth of the young couple's baby. Villagers could not contain their anticipation, for the child of the couple surely would be the most beautiful. Only, the couple was not expecting. This caused much embarrassment for the family. The couple went to their shaman, pleading to be blessed with the beautiful baby. The shaman told the couple, "I will bless you so you may have a child, but you must promise to love, nurture, and include your baby with the whole village, and it will be truly beautiful." "Yes, of course we will cherish the baby and celebrate it with our village," the husband and wife exclaimed. Upon the agreement, the shaman began the ceremony. Once completed, the shaman instructed the couple to go home, and that night the baby would be born, and urged them not to forget their promise. The couple returned, told the family the joyous news, and began making preparations in the home. That night, just as the shaman said, the baby was born. There was so much joy, excitement, and love that filled the home. Then silence and horror followed as it was noticed that the baby had a mouth that stretched from ear to ear, filled with razor-sharp teeth. Filled with disgust and shame, the couple shut the baby away in the corner. Neglecting and despising the aberration, the couple went to bed. Anger, revulsion, and resentment filled the home. The new mother had difficulty sleeping. The animalistic wails of her baby? Could she even call this creature a baby? The cries caused such discomfort to her soul as the creature hungrily cried out into the night, creeping its way into her terror-filled dreams. The wailing melted into an eerie silence. She was dreaming, wasn't she? The young mother could sense that this crawling, impending accountability as the promise she made to the shaman echoed in her restless mind.
"Yes, of course we will cherish the baby."
Abstract images haunted her visions, along with gruesome sounds of squishing. Images of frozen tundra emerged in her dream, along with the sound of the frozen tundra breaking and crunching under the weight of careless steps. Instead of tannic water filling her footstep, was blood, crimson, warm, sticky, and flooding the whole tundra. Crunch, slurp, crunch, slurp, crunch. The mother wakes in fear, followed by intense pain. Waves of intense, paralyzing pain shooting through her body. The wife turns to her husband to wake him. The eviscerated corpse and lifeless eyes of her husband staring back at her. She then feels why the pain in the dream seems so real. The child creature had begun to tear into her flesh. The mother flung her baby off of her. The baby landed at the entrance of the home. The baby crawled out into the night, into the village. Pain, excruciating pain shook through her body. Shock setting in, taking the edge off. Her mind reeling, the mother is finally able to lift herself from the bed. She knew she must warn the others. Crunch, slurp, crunch, slurp. Moments seemed like seasons unto themselves, passed until the mother made it to the entrance of her home. As she exited her home, she saw destruction and blood. The baby, growing stronger from each feeding, What began as crawling were now filled with purposeful steps. Steps moving from house to house, feeding on the sleeping village. Crunch. Slurp. Crunch. The mother attempts to raise her voice, raise a warning to the village. Raspy gurgles limply fall out of her mouth as she drops to her knees. Slurp. Crunch. Slurp. Crunch. The baby exits the final home. Grown. Strong. Insatiable. The caribou herd arrives. The creature with the big mouth begins to stalk the herd. The mother closes her eyes and sinks into the tundra. The shaman's voice says, "Open your eyes and live the story."
The Storyteller is a production of Kawanak Broadcast Corporation. Funding for The Storyteller provided by the Annenberg Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the Siri Foundation. To hear the story again and experience more stories, visit nativestoryteller.net. Okay.